VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Victoria, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. I need that spa. I need to hit the gym. I need that quiet time by myself. I need to travel. What do you guys do to deal with anxiety or feeling depressed? In this video, you can see how they channel their negative thoughts or energy into something that we can identify as self-care. Self-care, 顾名思义呢，就是照顾好自己嘛。可能比较常听到就是 Hey, take care of yourself, 对着某个人这样说，要照顾好自己哦。但这一直呢都是生活中很重要的一部分，却又容易被忽略 neglected, right? So this is exactly what I would do to help me keep my mind fresh. Maybe I've mentioned this a couple times, but here it is. Here comes the sentence. Going to the gym helps me stay sane. It allows me to turn off my thoughts for an hour.Let's read that one more time, but pay attention to the intonations of the sentence. I go up with going, allows, turn off, and hour. Let's do this one more time. Going to the gym helps me stay sane. It allows me to turn off my thoughts for an hour. 去健身房能让我保持理智，这使我能将脑中的思绪关闭一个小时。Okay, so for an hour, 这边不一定是指 equals to exactly 一个小时，好吗？For an hour 比较像是，哦，就是大概是这个时数，大概是60分钟，大概是50分钟。Okay, so here is a story that I want to share with you guys, because this is something that I've been doing for the past 4 months or so. And I want to share this story with you because this has really improved my physical and mental health.So I was in a very, very bad mood one day. Even though I went out, I had pet therapy. Pet therapy means that you get to pet a dog or cat, but I think more commonly a dog, okay? This is real. I had this back in my uni in the States. Everyone was there just to pet the dog, feel the love and soft fur. Aw, so cute, you know? Super helpful. I am a dog person, as you can see.Anyways, that night, I could still feel like my mood hasn't been lifted. I'm still in a very down and depressed mood. So I suddenly thought I'm going to go out for a walk. I put on my shorts and my jogging shoes. I literally ran out of the door and went straight to the park nearby. Of course, looking both ways when I crossed the street, 马路如虎口，千万要看左右。As I started running, I could literally feel the air inside my lungs, like inside my lungs. And I've started going to the park almost ever since. 很夸张吗？是真的，因为我讲给我朋友听的时候，他们就说我可以去帮 Nike 代言了，然后我很浮夸。So, this is my story to share with you guys, and hopefully you guys can find a way to improve your mental health and physical health, okay? Self-care matters. So let's move on to the vocabulary section. There are only two for today. Number one is sane. Sane. Sane 呢就是心智健全的，神智正常的，或者是头脑清晰的。Okay, so sane 的反义词我们只要加 IN, insane, 就可以当作是疯癫的或者是精神失常的。Okay, so both of these are adjectives. Okay, but nowadays we can use insane to describe something that is extremely cool or awesome. For instance, I would use it whenever I try something that is delicious, okay? I remember that I said this when I took a bite of an uni don once. Uni 就是海胆，don 饭。This is insanely good. 这个怎么这么夸张的好吃，就是疯狂的好吃。没错，我就是很浮夸的人，不能再强调了。OK, have you guys ever tried anything that is insanely good? Please leave me a message. I would love to know what drives you crazy. OK, let's move on to number two, which is turn off. Turn off 是个 phrasal verb. Turn offThe power of something, okay, 关掉电器的电源. So in this sentence, it means to turn off your thoughts and get your mind off of something that's frustrating you. 中文呢，我们常常会说关掉电源嘛，关掉窗户。所以呢 close 跟 turn off 就会傻傻分不清楚。那么今天就有一个 pop quiz question. Here we go.Which of the following sentences is incorrect? Not correct. Number one, close the window, it's so cold. Number two, turn off the light before you leave the room. That's the basic, right? Number three, turn off the music, it's already 12 a.m. The neighbors will complain. Number four,Close your smartphone when you are in class. You have 5 seconds to think. This is an easy one. The answer is number four. Since it has a switch or a button to turn off the power, we use turn off. So the correct way to say it is turn off your cell phone when you are in class.Or put on in silent mode, right? At least. Okay, so turn off can also mean to leave the road you're traveling on and travel along another one. 拐弯或者是转入另一条路的时候我们可以说 turn off. For example, turn off the highway on exit 163, something like that. 在出口163的时候就是开出去。对。那么希望你们可以记住 turn off 其实有两种说法咯。So hopefully at least 60% of you have stayed with me until the end of the episode today and haven't turned off to another station. Take good care of yourself. Pay attention to self-care. It's essential. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.